You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on December 20th, 2024. Welcome to episode 49 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of SFU news, independent music, and songs from back in time. First with SFU news, all based on X. On December 16th, James Horncastle, Global Relations Assistant Professor, who is also McWinnie Professor in International Relations, spoke to Simi Sarah on CKNW about the fall of Bashar al-Assad and Syrian civil war. Community Research Engagement Initiative promoted the following. The 312 Main Research Shop is hiring two graduate students for two projects, the DTES Climate Readiness Roadmap and Right to BC. Furthermore, on December 16th, the Faculty of Environment encouraged graduate students to apply for the 2025 summer school in Salish. Chances I butchered that. The Faculty of Communication, Art and Technology encouraged people to apply to become an FCAT ambassador for experience in social media content creation. Alumni promoted the celebration of authors, which includes alumni members who are eligible if they author or co-author publications or equivalents. And SFU announced that Terry Fox, who started the annual Terry Fox Run to support cancer research, will be on the Canadian $5 bill next year. On December 17th, Biological Sciences announced the winners of their fifth annual photo contest. Urban Studies promoted their bursaries, being currently open. Alumni congratulated BD School alumnus Jujar Mann, who recently won Netflix's Is a Cake holiday competition. Residents promoted its restaurant menu for staying on campus during the winter break, and Communications tweeted that PhD student Siobhan Waters successfully defended her thesis, Food Techniques, A Theory of Mediation. It's probably meditation. Health Sciences announced two of its faculty members earning Marathon of Hope, Patients in Voice Research Initiative funding from the Terry Fox Research Institute. Helen McTaggart-Cohen, Assistant Professor of Professional, will find out difficulties in accessing homologous recombination deficiency testing in ovarian cancer patients, and Sam Pollard, an adjunct professor, will team up with cancer patients, caregivers, as the two groups will direct Pollard's research in precision oncology. Furthermore, on December 17th, Rylan Simpson, an assistant criminology professor, had his research helicopter units on aerial view of an understudied police unit published online, while SFU Linguistics provided a year-in-review, which SFU Linguistics tweeted on December 18th, when Physics also tweeted two announcements. It congratulated Obina Uzo, a PhD student who co-led a quantum outreach event last month, and Haza Hanif as his proposal to encourage equity-seeking students through high-performance training was chosen as the winner by Digital Research Alliance of Canada. Biological Sciences announced this year's winner's study subject. Amanda Rowlands, a health sciences graduate researcher, successfully defended her PhD thesis, an evaluation of metabolic energy mechanisms and their role in Coxsackie Mayan adolescent girls' reproductive maturation. SFU Van City Office of Community Engagement provided a recap on the 2024 Heart of the City Festival, tweeted on December 19th, when Randy McIntosh, the director for SFU Institute for Neuroscience and Neurotechnology was featured on the Neurosciences podcast, posted on the YouTube by Del Monte Institute for Neuroscience. Gerontology published the GNA News December edition. On December 19th, SFU published the top news in 2024. Written by Matthew Kiltica, SFU was ranked number one in Canada, according to Maclean's magazine. Medical school, which will be in the Surrey campus, made significant gains as the BC Premier David Eby promised $33.7 million in capital funding. Clean hydrogen hub opened this year to assist BC and Canada to become global leaders in hydrogen production, and six SFU student athletes competed in the Body Olympics, including Marie-Ella Leclerc, the GNAC Female Player of the Year, as she represented Canada in track and field. Four wrestlers, Justina DiStasio, Anna Godinez-Gonzalez for Canada, Dominic Parrish, and Helen Maroulas for U.S., and biophysics Josipa Kafadar, who competed in Taekwondo for Canada, among seven top news. Also, on December 19th, the Faculty of Communications, Art and Technology published a podcast titled "What Do Students Think About the Purpose and Value of University?" produced by Natalie Dusek, as she talked with Vanessa LaFan, Liam McKay Argyrou, and Dylan Tonicum on their opinions about the university's current role. Today had multiple SFU departments wishing people happy holidays. Also, just in today, Tyson Singh Kelsali had his research, Depolitization of Violence, Critical Limits of Risk Environment Frameworks in Drug Use Research, being published online. Tyson Singh Kelsal is an SFU Faculty of Health Sciences student or researcher. Also, I believe SFU Biology had announced another winner today in their picture contest, winners in wildcard.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
First music today is Morgan Sweetheart's Broken Ceilings with Ghost.
You're blinded by what's ignited. You're behind what you have.
That was Ghosts from Morgan Sweetheart's Broken Ceilings. Next up is Martyrs, Luminism. Here is 1 Mile House.
Walk halfway across the Brooklyn Bridge at night. Walk halfway across the Brooklyn Bridge at night. When I can't sleep, I have these visions of America like waking dreams. The moonlight shines on the Hudson River. We'll see you. Just sign in your life.
The third act is Margot's Inside the Marble. The tune is Ships.
Thank you.
The fourth band is Lori Larson's Pegasus and Equilius with Alone Again, Or. Welcome to the second half of episode 49 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM.